Welcome back to the Low IQ Podcast. Now, this is the episode with Italian Patch. Hello.
Yeah. How have you been?
Yeah, I've been all right. How have you been?
I've been good.
Why are you not wearing your merch?
He's not brought
it out yet.
It's
not in manufacturing levels yet.
So what, nothing. What's it in?
No, it doesn't exist yet.
Right, so you're not releasing merch.
No, actually, I haven't even got a graphic yet for it.
Oh, is that what graphic?
Nothing.
That? Just spoken words. It's just word of mouth at the moment.
Oh, clever. Yeah. That's how word Apple. Of mouth.
No, that's how Apple works.
That's how Apple works. No, because they don't. What was it?
Oh, they actually do though.
What?
Word of mouth.
What?
they don't use any like.
Shut up.
Shut up.
No, that's what I was going to say. Apple apparently don't market on. No. Lamborghini.
He just makes it up as he goes along.
No. Lamborghini don't advertise ads on TV because that's not where their target audience is.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I told you that.
No, I saw it on Instagram, mate.
Oh god, that's your reliable source.
Maybe that could be your brand, so it's like a Lamborghini.
Yeah, I'm gonna grow it all by word of mouth, just no ads or anything.
That Lamborghini started as tractors.
Yeah,
it did.
They still got tractors,
have they?
Yeah, they do. You can still buy a Lamborghini tractor.
Oh, you can. Jeremy Clarkson bought one.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, he did. If you've seen that show,
yeah, it's funny.
What's it called? Clarkson's Farm. Have you seen it?
Oh, something happened with him. What happened with him?
He punched a BBC.
No. He's has he got cancer?
No.
No, he's stopping Top Gear, well, whatever it's called now. Grand
Turismo or something.
Yeah, because his body's just old.
Oh. No, fifth gear.
No, he's not fifth gear.
No.
It's Grand Turismo.
Grand Tour. No, I think Jeremy Clarkson's dying or something.
No, his body's just getting old, so he's stopping doing it, I think. Basically.
But I thought I saw an interview of him saying like his body's just actually not working anymore.
Well, he said that, did he?
No, yeah, he did.
His body's not working.
Yeah, in an interview.
Right, he just shat himself.
No, that's what he actually said in an interview. His body's not working.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's legit.
Yeah.
That's really interesting shit.
Did you used to watch Top Gear?
No, I didn't. I actually used to watch Top Gear when I didn't used to use Top Gear. What?
Fuck off.
Oh. No, I used to watch Bear Grylls. I didn't used to watch Top Gear.
That's nothing to do with it. That's
yeah, but
nothing.
No, it's because my brother would always use Top Gear to watch and I would use Bear Grylls to watch.
What are you saying?
What used to watch? Is not even a sentence that anyone says ever.
You know Bear Grylls fake.
Yeah, is that true?
You
get a hotel.
Yeah, so there was, did you see that clip where he said he was in like the most treacherous volcano ever and it was just like this pathway off the fucking A23? You never seen that? Oh, it's crazy. So he's like jumping over all this shit and he's like, oh, it's fucking volcano, mate. And someone else visited that place, panned the camera and there's just a motorway next to it.
Is it phony then?
Well, no, it could just be a place that looks like it.
No, they show you the exact crack.
They show you his crack. Really?
Oh, do you know that's like, you know, David Attenborough, when they do the documentaries about bugs and stuff, it's not filmed in the wild.
What?
They'll like create the scene in a shoebox. Yeah, they create the scene in a shoebox. They put the animals in it and they film up really close so it looks like it's in
the wild. No, they don't.
You could search it.
Really?
That's legit.
Because he...
How do you think they would find a bug like running around doing what they want it to do?
Oh my God. Yeah, but you're right.
They've got to make it happen.
Yeah, but how would they make it happen in a shoebox?
They put him in there.
They just move him to the twig.
Yeah, but yeah, okay. But yeah, like, for example, I watched one where these birds were trying to flirt with each other. What does it say?
Birds trying to flirt with each other.
What does that say?
Some of it's in the wild.
Were you in a nightclub in Brighton?
That's how they do it.
That's a good joke.
They film it like that.
I'm going to say that joke again when you say...
What?
Say your bird's bit.
Birds flirting in Brighton. I'll
keep this all...
No.
Birds you said, flirting with each other.
Yeah. Were you in a nightclub in Brighton?
Right. What does that mean?
Because lesbians. Lesbians in Brighton. Birds flirting with each other. You go to a nightclub, a gay nightclub in Brighton.
Why Brighton?
Because Brighton is a gay capital of the world.
Is it?
Not the world.
Not the world of England. Okay, can I get back to my thing?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, so I watched one of these birds flirting with each other. Mm. How by your hypothesis, are they getting them to do that?
No, some of it's in real life, some of it's not. But some of it will be like a
shoot. Let him speak.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but, let me speak. Okay. So that's, some of it, if it's a bird, maybe they'll put a fake tree or fake forest floor in a big shoot. You know what a shoot area looks like?
Yeah.
There's one over there.
Yeah.
And they'll do it like that, fill it out, and they'll just chuck birds in it.
No, yeah, but you're not getting my question here. I get that they're putting birds in a box. I don't get how they're making them flirt with each other.
They just will.
They will because they're on heat.
Why are they?
Yeah, if we put you in a box, right, if you were single and a naked girl was there and she's like 10 out of 10, you're going to flirt with her. You're going to try and melt her. That's what happens in the wild, mate. They're all naked and all sexy and horny.
But it's crazy though, because this bird, the way they work, they dance to flirt.
Yeah, I think I've seen that.
Yeah, and then the other bird didn't like his dance moves.
So he just flew off.
So the girl flew off, yeah.
It's embarrassing, isn't it?
Yeah, but if they're the way you think, if they're the only two birds in this location that they've planted, they would just do it anyway.
Okay, let me ask you a question then. You're in a box with a 3 out of 10 minter. You pull in her.
Are we the only people on Earth?
You're the only people in a box.
You're in a shoebox with a 3 out of 10.
Well, how long for?
How are you getting him in a shoebox?
All right, it's a big shoebox.
Okay, how long for? Why am I in this room?
Just being filmed.
Yeah.
Then no.
By David Attenborough.
Exactly. No, I wouldn't shag a 3 out of 10.
Exactly. Then why are you complaining about the birds not shagging?
I don't know. I can't answer that question. But I don't know.
This episode is sponsored by Shopify.
That's right, guys. We're happy to introduce you to today's episode sponsor, Shopify.
Shopify is an e-commerce platform revolutionizing businesses worldwide.
That's right. If you want simple selling online and in person, that is exactly what Shopify does for you. Whatever stage you're at of your business, I mean, you can successfully grow your business, even if it's on TikTok, Instagram and stuff like that. But genuinely, we actually do use Shopify. Like Jack, you used it recently.
Yeah. Talking about. Well, I was going to say, I think I mentioned on the podcast before, but I used to run a marketing agency before I did TikTok. And I actually used to use Shopify to build websites for my clients because it's so quick and easy to use.
You can sign up for £1 per month trial at shopify.co.uk/lowIQ, all lowercase.
I mean, it's a no-brainer.
Take your business to the next level for a third of a meal deal.
Exactly. Now, remember, shopify.co.uk/lowIQ. Get that in your brains. Oh, what would you consider yourself? Rate yourself out of 10.
I'm popping bangers. Harry got it.
I'd say 6.5.
You're doing that thing, aren't you? You're putting yourself lower so people would say, oh, he's so humble.
What? No, I'm 6.5. What do you guys think, though?
What you say, an honest, what would you actually think?
Of him?
No, of yourself.
5.
No, you're lying.
Full of shit.
Joking. No, I'd say, genuinely, I would say I'm a little less attractive because of being 5'9".
Yeah. Don't put yourself down like that.
Oh, was that a joke?
No, it wasn't.
That wasn't a joke. No offense to 5'9ers. You're one of mine. But I'd say if I was 6 foot, I'd be more attractive.
Okay.
Just because that's what girls like. I think I am a 7.5.
7.5. What do you think you would be if you were 6'2" then?
8.2.
Do you think you'd be an 8? You'd be up there.
I was going to say 9.
Really?
Really?
No.
Oh. No.
Okay. What do you rate yourself?
See, I've gotten, over the past couple of years, I've really gotten butters.
You really have. And you don't seem to care about it, which is weird.
I don't know why I don't care. It's fucking annoying. I'm starting to care.
But if you were single, you'd care.
That's it.
If you were single, you'd be right in
that
gym.
See, this is the thing. I've got a girlfriend, so I don't care about the approval of women.
Yeah, but you should have cared about the approval of your girlfriend.
That's what I do care about, is what I was going to say.
Well, clearly not.
Well, don't she start said an argument anything? With me at home. I don't want an argument about this, Carl. So, what am I saying here?
You've got to back up your point.
What I'm saying is, if I, 3 years ago, I was all right. I had a six pack.
Did you?
Yeah.
He did. But 3 years ago, do you still go gym, Italian? Back?
A little bit.
Have you given up a bit?
I gave up for a bit, yeah. I'm back on it now.
Why have you done that?
Time.
Time is money.
Time is money.
Priorities.
Health is wealth. Right.
Priorities,
though.
Yeah. Didn't prioritize.
Time is money, health is
health
wealth.
Health is wealth. And put shit off, Cole. So we both said one thing.
Vagina is amazing.
Oh, 13 years old. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know this saying. Sorry.
There
wasn't one.
No.
I was saying, what do you think about Italian? What do you think about, do you think you have to impress your girlfriend still since you've been with her for about a year, like 14 years or whatever? How long have you been with her?
I've been with her five and a half.
Do you still feel like you should impress her?
I don't think I should. She doesn't
impress you.
Want me to. No, she impresses me. She very much impresses me. She doesn't want, like, say, you know, you need to make an effort.
Yeah, well, my girlfriend calls me fat.
Don't.
Clearly hates you. No, I like it. I like that.
You shouldn't, though.
He likes just being abused. That's
what you're a dominatrix, mate.
No. I like it when people are honest with me. Because I don't like when people are fake about it.
Yeah, but there's fake and then they're just fucked.
You call me fat, then.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
When?
You said
earlier in the lift, he literally did.
You,
that.
Earlier what in the lift, you called me. Yeah.
And then,
we were outside and I said, I'm cold, I should get a coat. And you said, I wouldn't worry with all that flubber on it.
Yeah, I did say that. But in the lift, Italian Batch said, how's your diet going, Jack? Yeah. And I said, look at him.
That's what he said.
I am on a diet and I've lost 6 kg.
Have you? You told me you lost like 9 or 10. Have you put it back on?
That's a lot.
You put it on.
I've lost 9, added 3. Yeah.
What the fuck?
No, I've been good. It's just, we're doing a competition for money with me and some guys. So let's see who can lose.
Sounds well dodgy, actually. Got nothing to do with the diet, by the way.
Yeah. No. So we're losing weight together. Yeah. So I'd say before, what would you say I was before? I was all right before.
Yeah, you were
I was a model for a bit.
Yeah, you were. I would say before you were better. Wait, what do you rate yourself now?
Oh, I'm fucked now.
Yeah.
Give a number.
It depends.
On what?
On the lighting.
Right now then. Give yourself a number.
Right now. I'd say I'm like a 5-6 at this time, at this present moment.
Really?
But by April, I'm going to be... you're not disagreeing, which is fucking out of order.
Well, I said that's harsh.
Yeah,
that's
we said that's harsh.
Oh, yeah.
You just copied what I said.
No, I didn't. I said that's harsh because it is harsh. I think you're way above that.
Yeah. No,
you used to be...
No, I want to be ugly because it's motivating because I've put on fat.
Motivating for what?
For me to realise, look, you're fucking grim now.
You're not doing anything about it, though.
I fucking am. I'm on a fucking diet, prick.
Fuck it hell.
I'm fucking dying.
Fat and rude. Jesus. Yeah, jolly.
But what was I back then?
No, I'd say back then, when I first met you, I thought you were a decent looking bloke. I thought you were 7.5.
What? Why did I lose 2.5?
What do you mean?
That's a lot.
What do I lose the 2.5 to?
I haven't commented on your rating. You said you're a 6 or a 7.5 or whatever. What are we talking about now?
You just said I was a 7.5.
Yeah. No, you're not.
Yeah. What is he now then? What's he now?
No. What I'm saying is, what did I lose the 2.5 on? Out of 10.
Right. Then put it a bit more less stupid, yeah?
That's pretty obvious. What is 7.5 plus 2.5?
Right. You lost it on... what did you lose it on? I think you were more high pitched back then. Like that.
That's got enough was to it? Do with looks.
Yeah, he was. He sounded a bit more like a bit feminine.
Oh, yeah. People keep saying I sound feminine.
Really?
I don't think
it must be the estrogen in you.
I don't know.
You're eating too much soy.
Does soy make estrogen?
Soy's got
estrogen. It does, actually.
Does it?
Yeah, we know because we're good guys.
Yeah.
I actually eat soy sauce.
That explains
a lot of the time.
No, soy's that's different.
Well, you what's soy though? Then?
I always think, is soy sauce the same as soy
what
milk?
Is, oh, bean, soy milk.
Yeah, it's a bean.
My girlfriend drinks that. She's allergic to milk. I drink.
She got lactose intolerance?
I think she's lactose intolerant.
Does she like
allergic?
Fart a lot and poo?
Yeah.
She farts sometimes, yeah.
You like it?
She farts sometimes.
We talked about this the other day, didn't we?
About girlfriends farting.
Girlfriends farting.
Yeah. Did we?
I don't know.
I don't think we fucking did. Why would we do that?
I think we did. Right. Did we talk about that? You don't fart in front of your girlfriend.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you do? Does she fart in front of you then?
Yeah. Yeah.
Does she?
Yeah. What? Yeah, does what? Does Crystal not?
No, they don't fart. See, that's a fake relationship.
You guys don't fart in front of
each other. No, I used to. And then she was like, I don't like it. It puts me off. So I'm like, I don't want to put my girl, I don't want to put her off. So I want her to.
Yours must be awful for that.
Yeah. And then but she doesn't.
She just doesn't fart.
She doesn't find it feminine. But you're both... Does yours much?
Yes, she farts.
Yeah, I know she farts, but does she do it in front of me?
Yes.
I don't care if a girl farts in me. A lot. In front of me. A lot of you?
Yeah, sometimes.
Huh? What?
A lot in you? Over you?
What?
In front of you, then. A lot in front of you?
No.
So never she does?
She doesn't fart. She's never fart. She doesn't fart.
She must fart. She farts.
Doesn't fart.
She doesn't
do
fart.
Do you reckon... Let me guess something about you.
Go on then.
I reckon you are a romantic type.
No, he's not.
No, he is.
Look at him.
No, Liv will probably say no.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you an affectionate type?
Mm. Yeah, I think I am, yeah.
Are you?
Okay, wait. Yeah, I am. I love affection. What makes you...
What makes you...
love it. Don't do that.
I don't like that.
Oh, he doesn't like that, actually, yeah.
Don't you? Don't you like being touched?
No,
He doesn't like it.
I think I'm hug you. I'm going to get an autism test.
Yeah. No need, mate.
No need. Diagnosed.
No, I read on a TikTok, it was like an autism page. And
was it? Oh, anyway, carry on.
And don't know what you're going to say. And it came up with all of these like traits of autism, and I had every one. And I've been noticing it a lot more.
Like what?
Well, a lot of it was like in conversations, like you overly think about what you're going to say, and you're like, "What am I going to say next?"
You clearly do not
think about what you're saying next.
Debunked.
Debunked.
Okay, well, I might not have autism then. What were you saying?
Why are you affection?
No. Oh, yeah.
What?
Why are you affectionate? Why? What do you do that's affectionate?
Just like hug and shit.
Do you initiate the hugs?
Yeah, I'd say it's pretty even in my relationship.
Is your girlfriend affectionate?
Yeah, she is.
Does she climb on you? Like a tree?
Not really. She's like six foot two, so.
Yeah.
So
would you date a girl taller than you? If Liv was 6 foot two tomorrow, she just had a growth spurt.
Well, I would stay with her if she had a growth spurt, but if I was single, I wouldn't say no to someone taller than me.
If she was hit by a car and she was like completely mangled, would you?
Would I what?
Stay with her.
Yeah.
Same.
Would you? Yeah.
You wouldn't.
Why?
Because you care about looks so much.
I don't care about
because
you're saying mangled people aren't attractive. You've been hit by a car, they're not attractive.
No, I'm saying I would, but I think you would care too much about your being next to someone and like holding hands in public because you'd be like, oh, everyone's going to think I'm grim now.
What? Because I'm holding hands with someone in a wheelchair? Why was that? Why would that make me grim? No. What the hell does that mean?
Jack's just made himself look awful.
No, I'm saying I would like that. I would.
But you're saying that I wouldn't like that.
No, I'm saying I can imagine you being like, see, you might see the
funny side.
No.
Oh, right. That's what I thought you were going to say.
Go like on. The looks side.
See, part. Oh, you think I care more about looks and personality?
Mm.
Wrong.
Do you care about personality?
Yeah. What do you mean? Yeah. Although I do think looks are important, like for initial attraction.
Right.
I think they're important for. I mean, if you're in a club, right, you're single, right, you scan the room, your eyes are going to be drawn towards the best looking. If there's a lineup of 10 girls, right, shut up a minute. Don't.
I'm not saying. I'm just pointing.
Well, don't then. If there's a lineup of 10 girls. Your eyes are naturally attracted to the best looking girl that in what your perception of attractive is. If there's a 10 out of 10 in your eyes and there's a 1 out of 10, you're not going to go, oh, 1 out of 10. Yes.
No, I would.
You've got one, mate. Joke, you know, but Annabelle knows I love her.
So does Annabelle watch these?
Yeah. Not all of them. So she probably won't even see them.
Well, I was going to say.
But no, I do think you're attractive.
Personality.
In fact, I think you're really attractive.
But personality maketh men.
Yeah. And women.
You've got it after Kingsman.
Exactly. I'm just putting a phrase I've learned into this. Attractiveness is based on personality. Like, yeah. I'm more attractive.
No, you ain't.
You are butters, mate.
Do you remember the part where he said he never makes fun of me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's a joke.
Even if it's like they're not very good looking, it's like if they've got a really nice personality, I'm like, oh, I could vibe.
Actually,
what?
That's not true.
Why isn't that true?
You remember how many times you've made fun of that little girl?
Yes, but that's ridiculous, Cole. So what he's about to say is he slept with a girl who looked about 9.
No!
She looked about 9 years old. And that's
not
why I made
look awful. About, no. She did not look about 9. She was very short.
No, more than short.
She's older than me.
She did not look 9. She looked 12.
There was a picture of her carrying a dog, and it genuinely looked like a horse.
But either way,
so she was in the kitchen, standing next to a tap, and the tap was half her size.
Either like, way,
genuinely,
you got explaining to do.
Either way, you made fun of someone's looks.
I've not made fun of someone's looks. I've made fun of the fact that you are a pervert.
Right, what the hell?
Because she looked about 12.
Yeah. That's your opinion.
She didn't look. Not an opinion.
But either way, that's still you judging someone on their looks. So you don't look at personality all
but
the time.
I judge myself on my looks. So I have free reign.
That's fair. If you can take the criticism, you can give it
up. You can give it.
What do you judge people on, Italian Batch?
Their kindness.
No, if you're on a train and someone did something, what would it have to be for you to be freaked out?
What do you mean? What? That's so broad. That's so broad. If I was on a train, what would someone have to do to freak me out? What?
How do we get a job in podcasting? This is insane. What kind of fucking question is that?
The line of questioning is crazy.
Well, you don't see Graham Norton asking questions like, hey.
Well, but you understand the question.
Jack, come back me up on this. What the fuck is he talking about?
If you were on a train or in public and someone came on the train, what would they have to do for you to be like, oh, they're fucking weird?
Anything.
What?
I could name so many things.
Well,
though.
Go on then, name something. Firstly,
drip it in blood or something.
No, but something they do, not that.
I think what he's trying to say is like, if what they look like. So are you trying to say if he sees someone disabled?
No. Look like, or what they have to
okay,
do.
Okay, fine. Use a wheelchair. That's just fucking...
No, what they have to do, like, what? They run on and shout or something. That's all you have to say. Like,
what is this?
I think I know what he's trying to say, but he's just an idiot. What are you saying? Like, right, so if a girl walks on, right?
Or a boy, but carry on.
Okay, mate, but I don't know what you're saying.
Oh, no, go on.
I thought you were going to say, if a girl walks on, what could they do that makes them immediately unattractive? Like if they're loud.
Sure.
That's not what you were saying. That actually makes sense.
Yeah, okay, do that one then.
So I made a question. I'm going to answer it.
Just interview yourself, mate.
Don't know. What about you? That's my question.
No, come on.
What would they have to do?
Let me rephrase this. What is the biggest X in a girl? Okay. What would be an immediate turn off then?
Okay, that's a better.
That's a real question. That's relevant. Kwame just
yawning in the background.
Right. Turn around, the producer yawning. They're half asleep.
Oh dear.
Oh yeah, go on. That's a good question.
That's a great question. Go on. It's a great question.
Go on.
When they make their Bitmoji more attractive than them.
Oh,
yeah,
that's a good one.
But to be fair, I've done it with myself. My Bitmoji's so fucking handsome.
Is it?
Really? Yes. Yeah,
so you set him up on dates and stuff?
No, just dress him up every now and then.
Have you ever had a dating profile?
No,
never,
never.
You've never been on dating apps?
No, I've just been in relationships, so I haven't.
So what, your whole life?
Yeah, never been looking.
Hmm.
Never been in the market.
Does the world know how many sexual partners you've had?
No, and they'll never know.
So how did you meet your current girlfriend?
I went to school with her.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's good. What about you and Annabelle?
I met at Starbucks.
Really?
Yeah. And what? Then the gym.
What, were you both ordering coffee?
No, she served me.
She served you. Oh, really? And what did you say? How, yeah. Did you like...
No. Yeah. Oh, well, she's going to hate me for saying
that. She DM'd me. She was like, I've seen you online.
So this is when I was apparently a 7.5 out of 10. But I went into Starbucks with my friend, and my friend knew of her. Okay. They knew each other. And she messaged him saying, oh, who's the guy you're with?
Ah.
And then...
she didn't know who you were?
No. Why would she?
Because you had 300,000 followers.
No, I had less than that at the time.
That's what you do.
Even still, she wouldn't have known who I was.
Yeah, true, yeah.
We started messaging. She went to my gym.
Oh, so unflexible.
No, I went. I did legs in the gym, sorry.
Show off, anyway.
I mean, she went to your gym, and then what happened?
Then she went to my gym, and then we just started DMing each other.
Does she go to the gym still?
Yeah, yeah. Loves it.
And what you've
I'm gonna go to the
you've
gym.
Not taken a hint,
I haven't said anything.
You gave me the eyes.
I didn't give you the eyes. Let's do a hypothetical now. Yeah. This segment is hypothetical, guys. So you can play along at home if you like. Interactive. If you had to live in any shop for a month and it can't be a supermarket, which shop would you choose? You get essential food and water supplies, but as soon as you step in, you can't leave for a month.
That's easy.
Go on, Ann.
IKEA. You can just use the place as a home.
Oh, that's a cheat.
Cheating. Really, it's kind of cheating, really.
Yeah, the cookers won't work.
And you get meatballs.
Yeah, they've got a cafeteria.
IKEA is literally a huge house.
It's just a big house.
Just with loads of beds and fucking wardrobe.
People and kitchens, around. But they're not plumbed.
No, but
yeah.
If you just use one,
I'm sure they
each
have
month.
One a day.
Yeah, I'm sure someone's going around checking no one's shitting in them as well. Anyway. So we'll get clean.
Yeah, but are people coming round in this hypothetical? Are people coming into the shop as well? Who knows? Are they? Do you think?
Why is that relevant?
Well, because if people are using the shop and you're in bed.
Oh,
yeah. You're in bed. I don't know where else I'd rather be.
That's a great answer, though. That was a good quick
yeah,
answer.
Quick. Go on, Jack. You can't use
that. Yeah, you got to pick a different
one. So I can't say IKEA.
No.
I would say... what I'd say is...
say it.
I would say Debenhams.
This is shut. I swear Debenhams doesn't exist.
Is it?
It doesn't exist.
Is it?
Yeah. It's only online now, isn't it, Debenhams?
All right. I would go for...
Woolworths.
Yeah.
I would go for like an Apple.
Why?
Because I'd have days of entertainment.
You have your phone, mate.
No, you don't.
Who made that up?
You made that up.
Okay, fine. Okay, you'd have Apple. You'd go an Apple.
Mm-hmm.
I would go into the Range.
Mm. Yeah, but that's just IKEA, but...
Okay, fine. I'll go to Banana World, whatever it's called.
What is it?
I'd go CJ's.
I don't know either of them.
No, you've said your one.
Mine's CJ's.
You're in the...
My one is... it's called Banana something. And it's full of trampolines.
Ball pits.
Ball pits. Is it?
Oh, have fun.
I'd go into an escape room.
Why?
Because then the month, I'd do an escape room, but like the hardest one ever. So that whole month, I'm trying to escape, and it's like
a challenge.
Take
you a month?
Yeah. Well, then it's...
Yeah, but you've got to live there.
Well, let me tell you something, though. If the mind isn't active, the mind dies.
Yeah, but the point is, people go to escape rooms because they want to get out. You're going to live there for the rest of your life.
No,
for a month.
For a month?
Yeah. So this is what I'm saying. Right. So it's an escape room that I live in for a month, and I'm in that month, I'm trying to escape.
Unless
every day.
He doesn't escape.
Yeah.
Then he's just in there.
Drops there.
If it takes you a month,
yeah, but that'd be fun.
I'm sure you wouldn't be able to fucking figure it out if it takes you a month.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah, true.
I don't know why I keep saying that, but...
he's got nothing to say after.
we did an escape room the other day, right?
Mm.
It's been open for like 6 years, I think.
Mm.
First try, yeah? We got the fourth best ever in the whole world. at this escape room. Genuinely, didn't we, Harry? Oh, you weren't there.
You mean...
But we did.
No one can verify it, though. No one's here.
I'll prove it.
Who's he going to do your own?
No. I'm good at puzzles. That's what I'm saying.
Cool. Great.
That's why I'm choosing an escape room.
So you'll get out pretty quick because you're so good. And then you've just got to go back in because you've got to walk back in.
I'll set it up again and do it again.
And usually our escape room is really quite scary and scary environment.
No, we did one which was a magical one.
Okay, wow.
And there's like pits and that.
That's riveting. That's really riveting. I don't have anything else to say.
Okay. Oh God, I can't read that.
You do it, Italian.
Oh yeah, Italian.
Okay, yeah. All right, would you rather? You lose all social media relevancy. Would you rather cut your losses and get a 9-to-5 or solely appear on bottom of the barrel reality shows for the rest of your career in a desperate attempt to reclaim your relevancy? Big Brother, Dancing on Ice, Only Way is Essex.
That's a beefy question.
Ooh.
That's a bit, or pantomimes.
Oh my God.
That's what his girlfriend does.
Oh,
really? Yeah. Harry's girlfriend does.
I love it.
No, okay, that's a good question. So cut your losses and get a 9-to-5 or appear on cringy shows.
I'd do a 9-to-5.
Would you?
Really? Have you done a 9-to-5 before?
Yeah.
Do you like
it? No, I haven't done a 9-to-5. I've worked, but not a 9-to-5.
What times?
What?
What times?
Prove
it.
When I went to sick form, after sick form, I'd stay and I'd clean the school.
It was from
3:40 to, I don't know, 6:50 or 7. I'd just clean a section of the school.
What? And the cleaner would pay
I was a cleaner. And then I worked at M&S as well. Not at the same time, at a separate time. But I would just do a 9-to-5. Why are you looking at me like that?
Wait, how did you get the job cleaning a school?
It was just advertised and my friends did it, so I just did it with them.
That's insane.
It was a good job because you were like, no one was supervising you, so.
All the girls would be going, Batch, are you coming home with us? Like, hold on, love. I've got to clean the school.
Get the gum off. It was rank.
That's really cringe. Really cringy.
Well, I'd rather do that than appear on that.
You don't know what a 9-to-5 is like.
Mm.
Neither do you.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you do. Sorry, shut up then.
Oh, wait, no, I don't.
Okay, I know what a 3-to-7 is like.
Yeah, but 9-to-5.
Actually, I have done a 9-to-5 shift at M&S.
I know what a 6-to-6 is.
I just realised the producers all do 9-to-5s. So you said you'd do a 9-to-5.
Oh, yeah, I said I'd rather do a 9-to-5. Okay. Yeah.
And so would I.
That means I would.
I don't think they'll take offence if you say you'd rather not do a 9-to-5.
Yeah. No, I would do a 9-to-5, but I'd work at like somewhere easy.
Okay, where?
I'd work at...
Here.
Yeah, me, yeah.
Jesus.
They do fuck all.
Just sitting down watching us.
No, I'd work in marketing. They do sick jobs. I was speaking to someone the other night and they do like influencer marketing for this company. And they said they get to go on all the like trips and that. Oh, yeah. They would get to go to all the festivals and get paid for it.
Yeah.
That's good, to be fair.
I'd do that.
There's probably a hard side to it though.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose.
Yeah, I reckon so.
But I wouldn't do like my worst nightmare, right, is getting up at like 6 a.m, traveling to London and sitting like an office job.
An office job, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Wait. That's your worst nightmare. That's your worst ever thing that can ever happen.
What about burning alive? What about that?
No, but genuinely, I would hate that.
I used to get up and then I used to, every time I was late, I'd get on the train to Chelmsford, in Essex.
Mm. Yeah.
And I'd work a little 9-to-5 and then get on the train back. No, I didn't get on the train. I drove. Sorry, I drove.
All of that is a lie, by the way.
I forgot where I was. No, I drove. But it's still traffic. Is mad. In the morning, it's disgusting.
Traffic.
It's awful. I'd hate.
How long did you do it for?
I did it for 2 years.
Damn. What do you think you would be if you didn't become a TikToker?
I was studying astrophysics, so I'd be an astronomer.
Wait, really?
That. Yeah, genuinely. Right now, I would be doing a doctorate, a PhD.
In astrophysics?
Yeah.
What even is that?
Yeah. It's about physics, space. But it includes, like space-related objects.
That's what Neil deGrasse Tyson has.
Yeah, he's
really? Stop fucking rustling.
What are you eating?
What are you eating mid-podcast? What the fuck?
Yeah, what are you eating?
Just a bar.
What the hell?
Just a bar.
Fine, I won't eat it then.
Wait, so what do you learn in astrophysics?
I just literally physics, but applied to the universe.
Yeah. Okay, come on then.
No, it's all out of my brain. What do you want me to say?
Teach us something. What did you learn?
Come on, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
We tried to get Neil deGrasse Tyson on. Oh, no, we didn't.
We did the white version. Brian Cox, you're trying to get... Cox. I love Brian
he
Cox.
He saw the message, but aired him.
On Instagram. Does he follow you on Twitter?
No, no.
You messaged him and he
saw your message.
I don't know if he...
Yeah,
saw
he did.
It. Did he?
Or was that... Or was that the Specky guy?
A lot of people air me. the Specky guy.
What's his name? That journalist. Big, famous one.
Oh, Louis Theroux.
Louis Theroux always ignores me. I pop up to him and I say, hi, Louis.
I don't mean Specky guy, by the way. It's just I like
he does it because he's...
Well, he has got specs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Anyway,
what
was he saying?
I was just saying I love Brian Cox.
No, about Louis.
Louis Theroux. Yeah, he was talking about Louis Theroux. I wasn't talking about fucking Louis Theroux. This is not my podcast.
Please lead this podcast.
Yeah, okay. Tell us about the Astro.
Okay. Yeah, if I wasn't doing this, I would have got a PhD in something to do with astrophysics.
But what does that get you?
You become a doctor basically in like a... if I didn't get a PhD, I would be a research scientist, and there's like a limit to how far you can go without a PhD.
Would you create a paper?
Yeah, you have to write papers, yeah.
Would you still have your mullet and moustache?
I don't know if I would, actually.
Have you only got that because of social constructs?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't have a mullet if I didn't see it online.
Mullet?
Oh, yeah.
Mullet.
No. That's like you saying Munster. Mullet. He says monster like monster. You say mullet.
Yeah, and I say it every time. Rihanna says the same.
Wait, you say monster instead of monster?
I'm afraid of the monsters.
Oh, but it's American. Monster.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's stupid. He doesn't know about accents.
Yeah. Well, have you seen this? I've got one right here. 666.
Just free promo.
Laughs.
Free promo.
That? Blur that.
You ever seen that?
Yeah. Yeah, I have seen that.
It's Hebrew.
Hebrew for 666.
Really?
Okay, yes. Astrophysics.
Yeah.
Teach us something.
He said there's nothing to teach.
No, he knows
teach
stuff.
He knows stuff.
You've got to know stuff.
Broad. 3 years.
Okay, come on. So if I can ask you a question.
Okay, I'll try and answer it. Yeah.
Because I know some astrophysics, genuinely.
Okay, right. Ask him.
String theory.
Oh, what? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right, so what is it?
So string theory, it's a theory.
Yeah.
One particle.
Which is not a hypothesis.
Let him speak.
Shut up. Particle.
Mm-hmm.
Can experience the same thing as another particle, even when they're nowhere near each other.
Yeah.
How?
It's just string theory. It is legit, but we don't know why, and that's why string theory is the why.
So what do you mean this particle can experience?
So these are like, something happens to this, it happens to this at the same time. They're linked somehow, hence string theory.
Something we can't see.
But we don't know why. Mm. And so there's, you know, theories to find out why.
Let me add to that.
Go on.
So
hit him up.
Let's say one side of the universe, billions of light years away, there's this little ball of something. What are they balls of?
Just call it a particle.
Just a particle.
Yeah.
That particle is attached to another particle across the universe. And if that something happens to that, it happens to that because they're connected through fucking mind.
It's quicker than the speed of light, so it defies physics as you know it.
Wait, so if there was a star over here and a star over here, like light years away.
But it will be like an atom in a star or something. Or a subatomic
particle. How can they measure that? How do they know that?
They can do it in like, you know, in like CERN, like the Large Hadron Collider. They'll be doing experiments in there. They can create particles that are linked, but they don't know how they are, and that's how they're trying to figure it out.
See, that's what I don't get. It's like how we can't see like anything.
Mm.
Like we can't see different light.
Oh, right. Colors. Yeah, there's different spectrums on the...
Oh, bees. That bees can see a whole different color spectrum.
Can they?
Yeah. That's they can see loads of colors.
Because you can't try and imagine a different color that doesn't exist.
I know. I tried to do that the other day.
You try so hard, you'll just...
And I was thinking, you just can't.
No.
You literally just
But how
can't.
Can you not? That's what doesn't make sense to me.
Because you don't. You only live your life off experiences you've had.
That's what's
so
scary.
True, isn't it? So true.
It's weird because... it's weird because we can see these colors, right? So we know what a color is.
Yeah.
But we can't imagine a color. But if we know what an animal is, but we can make up an animal
in
our head.
Yeah, but do you know why though? It's because when you make up an animal, if you make up anything in your head, you're combining things you already know.
That's true.
You can't create something completely different.
That's true. Yeah. You actually
I
can. So, no, you actually
And so
can't.
If you try and create another color, it will just be a mix of other colors.
Yeah.
No. Right.
No.
I'm thinking of a rhino.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
What are you going to put on it?
Okay, I'm going to put on it.
Have you already started with a rhino, mate?
Yes, but I'm adding something that's not real life.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
So.
Let him.
So I'm adding a shape, which is like this.
Right.
What's that then?
You know what that is because you've done it. You can't add something you don't know.
Yeah.
Do you know everything's happened?
Just changing what? Everything stuff? Everywhere all at once.
Yep. Great film.
It's a good film.
So in another
universe. That's true though.
Yeah, it's true.
What is?
Time. Time's not linear. Everything does happen at the same time. If you, because the earth is never in the same position. If you moved it back to a position it was in before, it would be in that time.
What do you mean?
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Say again, please, for our stupid viewers.
The earth moves around the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sure. The sun moves around the Milky Way galaxy.
Yeah.
And the Milky Way galaxy moves around a cluster of galaxies, which moves around more and just moving everything around. Everything's moving. So the earth is never going to be in the same position ever.
Okay.
Pretty much. Mm. But if you put it back into the same position, because space and time is the same thing, you will be in that time.
As in, we'll go back in time.
Yes. Yeah, just basically space and time is one.
What?
Yeah.
Man. They know that.
Yeah, they know that.
Well, wait. So if we got a hook or
what,
or,
to pull it back into position? Yeah. It would just be in that time.
Because then we could just do that.
Well, you can't do it. You just can't do it.
At one point in time, think about this then. 100 years ago,
think about this.
100 years ago, we were riding around on horseback.
Yeah.
We now have Audi e-tron GTRSs. What I'm saying is we are growing so exponentially.
Yeah, we are.
I reckon in 100 years, think about the growth we've had at this time, we're going to pull the moon back.
I read a book that by 2050, AI will be in control.
No, it won't.
I also read a book... and what it said,
that's
in this
a lie.
Book is Africa.
No.
Africa. Everyone thinks Africa.
We cut that there, just in case.
Everyone thinks that Africa is such this poor country, right? And all this shit. But apparently, Africa is growing at the rate that no country has ever grown before.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's
going to be a mega giant.
It's literally, apparently, it's going to, in 50 years or whatever, it's going to be fantastic there. And it's going to have all this technology. And it's growing faster than any other country's ever grown, apparently, in its current state.
They have got loads of resources, haven't they? They've just all been exploited so much in the past.
Everyone thinks they're poor and they're saying, oh, give charity to them. They're probably like, fuck off. We're not that fucking poor, mate.
That's not how it works. There are poor parts.
There are poor parts.
They're not giving the money to the rich part.
No, yeah. But a lot of charities keep a lot of money. So never give to charity. or maybe not never give it to charity, but maybe
give it
just
straight to them.
Straight to them.
Straight to the source.
But and don't get them useless stuff.
Give them shoes.
No, don't give them shoes. Give them water and food.
And toothpaste and stuff.
How would you solve world hunger then? Tell me that for a nickel and a dime.
Wouldn't you like to know? I'd tax big corporations more.
Ooh.
That's what I would do. Oh, do you know what? Government-run pubs. You know in Monaco,
Let
me speak. In Africa, okay. All right, well, let's say the UK can help then. Because I don't know if they have pubs in Africa.
They're in English, aren't they?
Yeah.
I feel that way. Well, this is what I was saying. Because there's still hunger in... UK.
Not much, though.
But let's sort out a crisis in UK quickly.
It's not world hunger, though. That's UK hunger.
UK. But then I'm going abroad.
Okay, all right.
This is how I'm PM, right? So I'll make government-run pubs.
Mm.
Yeah, they're subsidised. They're under the government now.
Mm-hmm.
Money, because Monaco, they run, the government runs the casinos, I think. Is that right?
Don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's say they do. Government runs pubs. You tax the big corporations more.
Mm-hmm.
Increase corporation tax.
Sorry, no.
Sorry,
I
lads.
I don't like that at all.
Sorry,
carry
lads.
On.
It has to be done. And then use all that spare money, solve issues at home. I fly over to Africa and I'd recreate the same thing.
Hmm.
I wouldn't do that.
I'd say we start by lowering corporation tax.
Why do that?
Because...
Do you have a company, Jack?
Yeah. No. Well, let me tell you something, because I studied economics. Raising the corporation tax in this country will turn off new businesses and existing businesses from working here, therefore decreasing GDP.
Why would you, what would you raise it to though? Because you're paying more tax then. We pay 25%.
No,
tax.
I'm going to lower the tax so more companies come here, increasing our GDP, meaning we've got more product going out, meaning income, the more we get more income tax.
Make it a progressive tax. Is that the word, progressive tax then?
That's exactly
Make it progressive.
Make it progressive.
And then small businesses, they're taxed slightly less.
Yeah.
But the big corporations tax slightly more. I'm pretty sure there's big ones that pay nothing.
There is. Jeff Bezos paid no tax 1 year.
Really? I know Starbucks doesn't pay tax.
I don't think they do.
They don't take that. What?
You sounded so sarcastic when you said really.
Did I? Oh, sorry. And Nike. I don't think Nike pay tax because the way they do it, I'm wearing Nike right now. Nike though, if you want a brand deal, I'm here. But let me just tell the public about you.
Well, let me just help you.
I think they've got we could fact check this in a minute, but what happens with Nike is they put their main HQ, a tiny little HQ in a place that doesn't pay tax. And then they've got manufacturers and shit in countries that can pay tax. And then, but all their profits go to this tiny HQ that doesn't pay tax.
That's like Monaco, isn't it?
Yeah, do you know why though? Because it's a different business that owns the copyright to the Nike logo. And they pay them copyright fees.
Really?
Or trademark fees, whatever they're called, yeah.
Wow.
Whatever.
A little kid made the Nike tick. Did you know that?
I made that.
A kid, yeah. No, yeah, but this kid was smart. He was about 8 years old or something. And it was in school, and then he just drew it, obviously. And
sorry, that's ridiculous. That's a tick.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Before I knew what Nike was, I did a tick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he sent it to Nike and was like, you should do this.
Paid a lot? Have you seen the little naked baby on Nirvana?
Yes. Sued him, didn't he?
Apparently, he got paid £50.
Oh, well, at the time?
Yeah, at the time.
Oh. Now they're questioning that, aren't they?
Well, to be fair though, it's why would you put your baby naked on a
album?
You're fucked.
Oh my god, I saw something crazy the other day. So there's this band, right? I can't remember what the name is. We'll get it up at some point, but they were
that's your hint, mate.
Yeah. We'll get up at some point.
Some fucking point today,
any minute now.
so it's a rock band, right? They were heavy fucking rockers, am I boring you?
No, carry on, sorry.
So there was this heavy rock band, right? And the lead singer was a bit depressed and that. He weren't having a good time in his life.
Yeah.
So one day, his mates walk into his house and they walk in and his head's blown off with a shotgun next to him, blood everywhere, right? Yeah. And instead of being oh shit, let's phone the police, let's call an ambulance, they did a photo shoot with his body and made it their next album cover.
You're joking.
Look at this. We'll get this
really?
Up.
Really?
It's real. what is their name? I forgot.
What about?
What have you typed in there?
Rock band photo shoot.
Rock band.
Dead body
album most cover. Explicit album dead, cover.
Dead body album cover, yeah. The Dawn of the Black Hearts, is that right?
Sounds heavy.
I don't know.
Instant Death.
Yeah, that one. Go on, click on it. Look, ready?
Oh, is it actually going
to be? Oh my goodness.
Wait, get their album cover up.
That is it, isn't it?
That's their album cover, yeah. Look how crazy that is.
Literally is that, real.
Is he part, not that one. So is he part of the band and he killed himself?
He was the main guy, yeah. Not that one. Yeah, that one.
That's crazy.
That's real life.
That.
Can you go on the one that's not filtered?
I want to
see the detail.
One.
Oh, sorry, guys. That's mad.
It looks fake.
It looks fake, but that's real life.
You can type into Google if you'd like.
I'd highly suggest you don't.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty grim.
Rock band dead body album cover.
That's what we've typed in.
Yeah, this definitely isn't being shown on YouTube.
So. Yeah, we're not going to show this on
YouTube.
But that's pretty crazy.
Crazy, isn't it?
He has no idea that he's on that his.
He's now on an album cover.
Or does he?
Ooh. Maybe.
Right.
You need to stop doing that shit noise.
What? Sorry, I'm coming up with an idea. What noise?
Sorry. Eureka!
What noise do you want me to make?
Just don't. Every single time, it shits me up. Every episode, you go.
What I'm saying is, right, so you know science is always like ghosts don't exist, the spiritual world.
Yeah.
Explain how string theory they could prove by they're linked by nothingness, just interlinking, but energy doesn't exist or the spiritual fucking things.
Well, it's just things that you can test. Like you can test in CERN, you can test string theory. You can create the particles that are linked, but you can't create a ghost. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know about string theory. I don't know about ghosts.
Well, I can add to it. If you go in a black hole for like a second and come back to Earth, you'll be like hundreds of years later and everyone will
be like
dead.
You've got
watched Interstellar.
No. Yeah.
Can I tell you though, can't go in and come out.
No, but you orbit a black hole.
You can orbit it, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
But you're not.
Did you know if you go right past the radius where the, you know, light can no longer escape, if you go past that, to anyone standing watching you go into the black hole, you'll always be like spaghettified.
Oh yeah, for the rest of eternity.
What do you mean? You'll just see them there.
Spaghetti.
They're gone. Yeah, it's like your body gets spaghettified.
What, like your image?
Like the light, yeah, the image.
Stays on the black hole, but you're gone.
Yeah.
Doing what? It's just like moving about.
It's just...
Has anyone ever fallen in a black hole?
No. We'll never get close enough to a black hole. You know, we'll never even get close enough to the next solar system.
Wait, is it? Yeah, but there's a black hole in our solar system. Wait, come on.
Come on.
That was ridiculous.
I don't really understand it either, honestly.
I don't know what you've just done to me.
Come on.
Sorry. Okay, carry on. What were you saying?
What do you think? You interrupted him for that.
Sorry, no. What were you saying? What were you saying?
I wasn't even saying anything.
I was going to ask you what you think a black hole is. What is a black hole?
Oh, it's a collapsed star.
Yeah, yeah.
A star will collapse.
Yeah.
And it's so massive that even light can't escape. And so it just appears like a black hole.
So it's a star that's blown up.
What is it then?
Yeah, it's come to the end of its life. It's a massive star that's come to the end of its life. It's gone supernova. And then it's come back in on itself and it will collapse. The core will collapse. It's so massive that even light can't escape because light will get to the end and it will bend right back down.
So is it, but what is the blackness?
Oh. The blackness is just, there is no light there. You can't see the light because it can't escape the mass. So it will look like just a dark void, like nothing
but
there.
But what happens when you go through it then? Do they assume?
You'll just get crushed.
So is it just like one point that has so much gravity you just get...
Yeah.
Squished.
And a star would be just like that as well. But the star is not at the end of its life. It's still burning.
So the star is hot, but the black hole is just gravity sucking you in and crushing you.
Yeah, it's just so massive. It's probably still hot in the core, very hot.
I wonder how it gets rid of light.
What the hell is gravity?
Because the light literally can't escape. Say you got a star, but it's so massive that when say the sun, you see the sun because there's particles coming straight at you, right? But they get to a point where the gravity is so intense, they get pulled back.
Oh my God.
So you never see the light doesn't reach you. And so it's a black
void. Wow. So gravity works on light.
Yeah.
So it's not actually...
It's mass. It's just...
It's not actually black. It's like... it is just a massive gravity that's just pulling all the light part.
There is just... It's,
fucking
yeah,
hell.
It's not black. It's just a lack of light.
In the middle... If you're in the core all squished up,
it'll be light in there.
All the lights coming out are just going to ping you in the fucking head.
Yeah, they'll ping you in the fucking head.
That's nuts. So it's well light inside.
Oh, yeah, it will be.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, did you learn in astrophysics what the edge of the universe is after the edge? Wait.
Didn't learn that.
What is after the edge of the universe?
No, it could be infinite. That's what we learned.
It is infinite.
Yeah, probably is infinite. It's probably never a beginning as well.
That's exactly it. And the only reason you think there is a beginning is because you learn from experience, like he said earlier.
Boom.
I've seen those videos where you zoom out of a universe. Yeah. And then, but how do they, the thing is, right, they zoom out of the Earth,
yeah.
They zoom out into the sun, they zoom out, and you've seen these videos, right, yeah. To the galaxies and shit.
Like the Men in Black.
Sure. Shit input.
No, that's...
Men in Black.
No,
that's the video you're talking about, the Men in Black, and then they're playing with marbles.
No.
Well, there's other videos as well. But
no,
Men
but that's
Black
the main video.
Let me explain without the interruption.
Can we get them just whilst we get right. The fucking video?
Anyway, I'm going to explain now, and Jack's not going to interrupt me for once. So it goes all the way out, different galaxies and all this or whatnot, all these spirally Milkaways.
Milkaways.
And how do they know that right. It looks like that?
They use a drone, mate.
But how do they know?
Just know. You can survey the solar system and then you can survey the galaxy. You could survey beyond the galaxy.
How though? We survey. You're saying, oh, I could survey it, but how?
Yeah,
how
you could just do it with telescopes and stuff. Telescopes that aren't used with light. They're used with like radio waves and other waves. And
are you
stuff.
Guessing?
You'll see more. No, that's how they'll do it.
What's the craziest fact you learned in astrophysicists?
It's probably the fact that most of the universe is dark matter and dark energy. We don't know what that is.
Isn't dark matter, if you can create dark matter, it's like worth like 6 trillion.
I don't think you can create it. We don't even know what it is.
But what actually is it then?
Don't know.
Okay, so...
No, but like...
It's like...
You must know...
You know... Right, so there's regular matter, which you see all around. We're made up of matter.
So is it just air? It's matter
could just be... They're just atoms and stuff, built up.
We're made of matter in here?
And it interacts with light, so we can see this matter, yeah? Okay. But then there's dark matter, which just doesn't interact with light, but we know it has mass.
What the frickin'
So there's matter out there that just doesn't interact with light. We don't know why. That's why it's dark matter.
You're a matter baby.
Yeah. what he said.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does what
You're
mean?
You're a matter baby.
What's your matter baby?
Not much. What's the matter with you?
Oh my God.
Yeah. So that's just happened.
Thank you.
I like this. I want to learn about the matter.
I like
this. So why would a matter have mass? What? So
everything just has mass.
So okay. So when you go into space,
you have a lot of mass.
That's dark.
Yeah,
that's dark matter.
No, so there's dark matter everywhere,
even in this room.
There will probably, I think.
What?
The thing is, so there's dark matter spread out throughout the universe, right? Most of the universe is dark matter. Okay,
but if you said light can't go in it, so
it just doesn't. It can go in, but. The thing is, light will pass through it, doesn't interact with it. The reason I can see you is because light reflects off you and I can see you. But if light doesn't, it doesn't reflect off dark matter, it doesn't interact with it. For some reason, they don't interact. And so we don't know it's there.
So it doesn't exist.
But it does exist. It will be...
How do we know?
It will be gas, right? It will be probably massive gas clouds or something. But it's made up of atoms that just don't interact with light. So you won't be able to touch it because they say it's gas. You won't be able to touch it or feel it. You don't know it's there because it doesn't interact with light at any point on the spectrum.
What is the point of even knowing it's there if it does fuck all?
It does though, because the reason we know it's there is because universes and like galaxies, they move in ways unexplainable by the mass that we can see. They move quicker on the outside than on the inside, which doesn't make sense because of the population of like stars and matter. So there has to be more mass on the outside.
Realistically, is there any point learning about this? Because we're all going to die.
Yeah. It's
a waste of time, really.
I reckon
it's a waste of time.
If you got rid of every other job, though, all that would matter is learning.
Is matter.
Is matter. All that would matter is matter. All that would matter is learning about Earth and everything and the universe, probably. Get rid of like normal life.
Yeah.
I've got the craziest science fact.
Okay.
Hit us.
There's, light particles.
Yeah.
Or infrared particles, one of them. Just some kind of particle, right?
Yeah.
If a camera is looking at it, it will go in a straight line. As soon as any observer's not looking at it, they're fucking going everywhere.
Because what? That...
Yep.
Wave particle duality. Wave that's particle what he's talking duality. About.
I'd like to hear Italian back.
Yeah, but I've, okay, well, you're not impressed that I've said string theory and wave duality.
Well, you didn't say wave duality. He did.
Yeah, but I was just...
You,
yeah,
now...
I did.
Isaac?
It's because...
Go on.
Right. A photon, which is a particle of light,
yep.
is both... And same with electron. Is both a wave and a particle.
How nice.
So if you pass it through... There's like a slit experiment that you can look up on YouTube. If you search the double slit experiment, something like that, it'll show you that light will pass through the slits like a wave, but be recorded as a particle on the like detector at the back.
Why?
Just how it works. It's just wave particle duality.
But that's what I'm saying. So particles know when you're looking at it.
Is that right? It knows observation. It's like it's something to do with observation. Like when it's observed, it's a particle, but when it's not, it's a wave.
How does that happen, Cole?
This is what I mean. This is why, like, when people believe in like magic and stuff like that, you don't really need to because already the universe is like
magic,
like string theory, for instance. It's like it does feel like magic, doesn't it?
Mm.
So, it,
oh, nerd,
you know,
fucking Brian Cox in the building.
No, that is it. Does,
it feels it does, like
magic.
You don't see the thing is you make jokes because you don't fully understand.
No. I make jokes because they're funny. But I am interested in that. I like it. It's
that's
great.
If you knew exactly what he's talking about, you'd be astonished.
Yeah, that's why Jack. Look, Jack's astonished. You're not.
Yeah,
because he's.
Sometimes I couldn't follow along because I was thinking about
they record particles that if you're looking at them or have even a camera on them, any way of looking at them, camera, recording device, eyes, they'll move in a different way.
Yeah, but how do we know they move in a different way when we're not looking at them?
Because they put a sensor and they'll show where they're hitting.
Mm.
And then when you're not looking at them, they'll they spread out.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, there was even like, I remember it being put like an electron, if you put it in the middle of a maze, it will spread like a wave in all different directions to find the path of least resistance at the same time and then appear at the exit as a particle. That's how it was put. I couldn't explain it really.
Maybe they're just living.
But
wow.
Maybe they're just universes. And
makes you think maybe ghosts. There's a scientific explanation for it.
Ghosts sound less, more believable now I've heard that.
But exactly. But yeah.
This is where Italian Batch presents a lie or a truth. This brings
AKA
back our roots.
Truth or lie.
This is the first ever low IQ game we ever did. Me and Jack came up with on our own.
We came up with this game.
We come up with this. Anyone who's, if you've seen it on TV, they've just stolen it from us. Go.
Okay, my grandpa invented uni days.
Your grandpa?
My grandpa.
Well, you are rich. You live in a rich house and a rich mum.
No. We had you on... See, I listened to what he says, actually.
Oh, dear.
And last episode, he said he wasn't rich, but his dad got a new job.
No, you were asking me what my dad... Why I moved where I moved.
Yeah.
My dad's wealthy. He's
always been wealthy.
No, he's not always been wealthy.
That's what I'm saying.
He worked his way up, but...
So what I'm saying, is your granddad still alive, may I add?
Ask. He is still alive.
Oh, so that's why he hasn't inherited.
What's your granddad's name?
His name's Jeff. Jeffrey.
That's the most basic name ever.
Jeffrey Smith, right?
His name, yeah.
Jeffrey Batch.
Jeffrey Batch Epstein. Smith.
Jeffrey Batch. Jeffrey Epps.
It's your fucking Epps, dude.
And you were saying he invented what?
He invented uni days, what is now uni days.
How long ago?
This was... It wasn't long ago. No, it's complicated because when he invented it, it wasn't uni days.
What
but
was
it's
it?
Now
what
uni
was
days.
What was it before? What was it called before?
I can't say.
Why not?
I just can't.
Why not?
I just can't. There's like
it's a lie.
No, there's procedures where you just can't say what it was.
What? And he's told you if you go on the Low IQ podcast, you can't tell.
No, it's just a known thing in our family that we don't really talk about what it was.
No, he's like a mafia.
Right. Okay. And your granddad.
He came up with a concept about 15, 20 years ago, I want to say. As long as I've known, pretty
so
much,
what is
when
uni
I was young,
days?
He's done that. Uni days.
Mm.
You know what uni days is.
I know, but just explain.
Okay. Uni days, for people that don't know, if you are a uni student, you can get discounts on a lot of products, brands.
This is not an ad, by the way. We're not getting
any. And
if
you
paid.
Use the link and just
what is, yeah, that's what you is your granddad's? What would you estimate your granddad's net worth is?
I don't know.
Roughly.
I don't even know how you would estimate a net worth, to be honest with you.
Okay.
How much? He's all right.
Right.
He sold Uni Days.
Sold his soul.
Are we allowed to look up how much it sold for?
No.
Not allowed to do that.
Can't do that. How old is your granddad?
70 something.
And you're telling me your 75-year-old granddad, when he was 55, yeah, come up with this magical idea where he gets uni students, yeah, young vulnerable girls, and, and does something with them in accommodation.
What he does is he creates a business and he sells a business. He's done it with things before. That's what he does.
Oh, what other
this
businesses?
Has been nothing you would know of. This has been the most successful one that
what,
he's ever
what,
done.
What industries then?
I don't know, really.
You don't know much about your granddad?
You well, no, either. I just know this because it's interesting.
You just know string theory.
And you got, yeah. Well, so, probably not. I don't know
that.
Know that. No, I don't know.
Okay.
That.
How often do you see your granddad?
Like once a month, probably see him.
What
did he
do?
Get you a Christmas present?
He did get me.
What was it?
It was just money.
These aren't gotcha questions.
Yes, it is. Because if his granddad's loaded, what kind of Christmas present did you get?
What did you get?
I got money.
How much?
I think they gave me 50 quid.
Damn. Not that loaded.
That's
like
fucking a bastard.
They fucking bore.
Okay. So your granddad invented Uni Days.
Yes.
Well, he's got to be mega, mega loaded.
Remember, he sold the idea. He sold what Uni Days
is now.
Oh. So he sold it. Like, for instance, Minecraft was sold for £1 million, I think. Don't look that up.
No.
It's worth billions now because the guy sold it.
No, he sold it for billions to Microsoft.
No, I swear it was sold for like $1 million.
No.
Maybe at the start before that it was sold for $1 million.
No. Notch owned it. Boy.
Who's Notch?
Notch.
The guy.
You don't know fucking
Notch. Yeah, I swear he sold it for like $1 million.
No, Notch is a billionaire, boy. He owns the most expensive house in the world.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, wow. And he said since he's become rich, he's so depressed.
Oh my God.
He said he's never been so depressed. Maybe your granddad's depressed.
Is your granddad depressed?
Is your granddad, does he come across as depressed? Was he happy?
Well, actually. Yeah, and he's just angry at the world.
Is he with his wife?
Yeah. It's with my grandma.
Mm. What's her name?
Complicated.
What?
Sorry?
Okay, her name is Jill, but it's not her government name.
Jill and Jeff. Okay.
Jill and Jeff.
We're yeah, up the hill.
It sounds made up, doesn't it?
Is this your mum's or dad's side?
Dad's side.
So I don't get why your dad would live in Crawley.
Well, because my grandpa sold the business to what has now become Uni Days.
So he didn't make that much?
It didn't make as much as you clearly think it made.
Okay.
But it was his biggest... Because Uni Days really made what it became.
Yeah.
Oh, at the time he made it, there wasn't the infrastructure.
So he just gave someone an idea.
Great. Yeah.
So he's not fucked up.
Like, at the time he made it, you'd be going on a computer.
Fax machine.
No. You'd be going on a computer.
Yeah.
And be doing whatever. Rather than you just have like an app and stuff. So Uni Days is massive now, but...
I've got a bit of insight. Yeah. He has done Uni Days ads.
Have you?
I have done Uni Days.
How many?
A lot.
He has done a lot.
But it's not related to that.
Why not?
It happens that I've done a lot.
No, he wouldn't want to do them though because his granddad got fucked over by him.
Well, no, because at the time it was a good deal. They just happened to have grown massive.
Did they know your granddad?
Well, no. I don't think the social media team know. So no, it's not related.
Okay, I quite believe him.
I kind of believe it, but
I kind of believe him. But I need to pick his fucking head off.
Pick his brain.
Pick my brain.
Who are you, Jeff? Doesn't seem like a Uni Days sort of man. What idea did he first come up with then? What did he sell?
It was like the sort of similar concept to Uni Days brands, but not many brands would get on board with it.
And you can't say it was called, can you?
I can't give the name, no.
Can you give the initials?
No. The thing is, I don't know if it still trades under Company's House. Oh. That's still the thing. So I don't want to give anything away because
I think he's very convincing here.
That is convincing.
He is very convincing here.
What car does he drive?
Drives Volvo.
See, not rich.
No, he wouldn't. He wouldn't splash.
Oh, to be fair,
because no, look what not, he's no. wearing. He's wearing Primark.
Yeah, I like splash.
That's true.
It's not. But this is
H&M.
Oh,
there you go.
No, to be fair, no, that's Warren good. Buffett drives like a 1960s car. He's one of the richest guys in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying.
That's what you say.
I think it's true.
What car do you drive?
Audi A1. Shit. Mm. Hairdresser's car, everyone says.
Yeah.
And his net worth's in the millions.
Yeah. It's not in the millions. It's not in the millions.
Millions.
But I'm upgrading soon. Not about me anyway. It's about you and your brand.
Yeah.
It's got to be true, isn't it? I remember when you were lying, when you were bollocking out of the blue. That one
time. Do you remember you said that? Bollocking out of the blue.
And you seem more confident than this time. You seem more confident.
Jeff and Jill.
I'd say
Jeff and Jill.
Jeff and Jill went up the hill.
If you were lying, you would say like he's got a nice car.
He wouldn't know. He's not that stupid to say that though.
Maybe
I think Isaac would still go with this story. I think he's quite good at. Also, he's all right at lying.
Do you think Aiden could come up with that as a lie? He's Irish.
Maybe we've got a uni days out or something.
Oh, maybe we got a uni days out.
Although it's quite random to come up with.
That's what I'm saying.
Aiden is stupid.
He wouldn't come up with something like that.
Joking. I'm going to say it's true, everyone.
True.
People at home, comment what do you think, because this is an interesting one. What do you think in the comments? Now, before he reveals it, please pause, comment truth or lie, because I want to know if we're on the, if me and Jack are like, oh, you know, I want to know if we're on the right lines here of saying it's true. What do you think? Your time starts now.
Fuck knows what he just said.
Okay, now... In 3, 2, 1, you're going to reveal.
I'm going to reveal.
Are we going to say true?
Yeah.
Yeah? Lock it in.
Locked.
Horrible. We've never done that before. 3, 2, 1.
It's a lie.
You what? Dick face. You fuck face.
How did he come up with that?
What did he actually?
He's retired.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, but...
I don't know what he did.
You don't know anything about your parents or your family history.
Don't know what he did.
To be fair, you are Italian.
He's not.
Is he not?
My mum's side is Italian.
Oh.
That's right.
Shit. Oh, that was a good lie. That was a good lie.
That was a good lie, wasn't it? Thank you.
Oh, you lied quite
clever.
Well.
He's clever.
Oh,
I played
that.
You
forgot
well.
He did fucking.
At the start, he fucked up though. What was he going to say?
What did I say at the start?
You said something.
I couldn't give the name or something.
You did fuck up and you went a bit weird.
Cheers.
Mm.
Do you know why? Because I invented uni days.
Yeah.
So I just applied it to my grandpa.
You could.
No,
you
I
could.
Did.
What?
I did.
Wait, what? Oh.
Shit. No, I didn't read him.
You okay. Even got us with that
just
one.
Going for another one.
His lying is impeccable.
Going for another one.
Okay, well, is there anything else you want to say to the cameras? People like, they seem to like you coming back. They like Harry on as well. They love Harry. They're not too fond of the guest, but you as a sort of semi-permanent one, Harry is a permanent, if you want. Come on.
Want.
Yeah, you like Italian batch, apparently. Although,
What?
You've got your... own.
Yeah, you can say that, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You say it.
Oh, yeah, guys, guess what? I'm making my own podcast.
Because there's not enough podcasts, I feel, in the world.
Yeah.
There's not.
So Italian's just using us to plug
on
his.
Bangwagon.
Why are you doing it?
Why?
Not money.
We don't make any money.
No, I'm just doing it just to push out more content. They don't make money.
No, the thing is, we have started making money a little bit, but it's minimal.
Well, depends who you're talking to.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, true.
But we need to seem relatable.
They're doing all right, guys.
Yeah.
They're doing
it doesn't matter.
Right.
What is it? It's for your entertainment, I guess.
Yeah. What you're doing is for their entertainment.
No, what you're
what am
doing.
I doing?
Yeah.
I'm doing it because I'm poor.
That's it.
What I'm doing.
And he's going to be rich. Okay. So check that out when it comes out.
Check out his TikTok and all that.
Check out his
YouTube.
TikTok.
He does
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Check that out.
And say goodbye.
Yeah.
Five stars. Say 5 stars on Spotify for us.
Yeah, drop 5 stars on Spotify. Share it to your story. Share it
to... never say that.
Put it on WhatsApp. Forward it.
Yeah.
Oh, we never say this. He's really good at this.
Yeah, Facebook.
Emails.
Make clips. Main thing is, guys, make clips of this podcast. Make edits of these guys.
But don't make clips that make us look bad or parts that Cole is racist.
We've had that quite a lot.
Actually, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Any clips is a good clip, all right?
Well,
don't do it when I'm racist.
Make a clip account.
I'm never racist, by the way. It's AI. If you've seen any clips of me being racist, it's AI. Fucking AI, mate.
Yeah.
All right.
It's just AI.
Thank you very much for coming
thank
on.
Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me, guys.
And right. What was I going to say? Goodbye.
Bye.